And have you ever ordered one of those meal kits from companies like Blue Apron or HelloFresh or Purple Carrot, or one of more than 100 other startups that send you the ingredients and you make the food? Well, our resident chef, Kathy Gunst, has been trying them out and joins us now in the studio. Kathy, good to see you as always.
Hey, Jeremy.
So for people who have not used these meal kits, tell us what they are.
What these companies do is they put together a meal for you. They send you every ingredient you need.
And exactly the right amount of that ingredient.
That's
right?
Really key. Except salt, pepper, and oil are the only things they don't include. Everything is pre-measured, and it comes with a very, in most cases, clearly written recipe. And it takes you through step by step. And in almost every case, I tested close to 20 of the recipes. Everything was done in less than an hour. But as my husband says, I'm the fastest cook in the whole world. So even give or take, I think you really can do this in about an hour.
All right. Well, let's go through some that you've been trying here. And you've brought in the final product here. Tell us what you've done.
You know, I have to say, some of these companies are doing an amazing job. I have spent my career doing exactly the opposite of what these companies are about. So I was ready to hate it. I want to be perfectly honest. I thought, this is going to be like me just going, I hate it all. I started with Blue Apron, very popular company.
Yep.
They have not been around that long. They are now shipping to 8 million meals a month to customers nationwide. And there was a kit for a spiced sweet potato and poblano tostado. And I thought, that's cool. I probably wouldn't make a tostado at home. First of all, is that gorgeous?
It looks beautiful.
There are going to be pictures on the website. So I did exactly what they said. I opened the packages. I followed the directions exactly. And it was fantastic.
Okay, I'm going to try this
go
right
for
now.
Yeah,
as people can go to hereandnow.org to see it.
I was so impressed with the quality of the ingredients and the ease with which these very authentic, this is a vegetarian recipe. Isn't that nice? The sweet potatoes and the poblano peppers get roasted at a really high temperature. This company seemed very conscious of me not using a lot of pots and pans. I reused a certain roasting pan twice.
Because that is always the worst, right? You've got a million pots and pans to clean.
It may be delicious, but at the end of your meal, you don't want to look at your sink. Honestly, it was very concise. And I, for the most part, found these companies very conscious of you not being left with a sink full of dishes.
Okay, so you tried Blue Apron, and we got this delicious result. What's this?
Okay, this is from Sunbasket. This is a company that has USDA certified organic meals. What you're eating is that gorgeous bowl of a bibimbap with spinach, cucumbers, and a fried egg. Now, traditional Korean bibimbap, which is a rice dish, the rice is cooked in a hot skillet and it gets this beautiful crust on the bottom. It doesn't have that, obviously, but that is so fresh tasting, isn't it? All you do is cut up some vegetables, fry an egg, and cook the rice and saute a little spinach.
And they sent you all these vegetables and everything?
Every single thing except for the salt and pepper. And the water. I did provide the water.
Why do these companies have to be so cheap? Salt and pepper, it's so easy. No, I understand.
Also from Sunbasket, I made this salmon in a Moroccan tomato sauce with a mint couscous, and it has a little bit of citrusy sumac on top.
This is what I love about this concept, is a lot of these things are recipes that you would probably never... You might, but most people probably would never venture to make something so complicated.
I'm really glad you said that, because I think that was my number one favorite thing about it, is that if you choose correctly, it will stretch your kitchen. It'll stretch the boundaries of what you're used to cooking. The next company I went to is called Cheft, as in C-H-E-F apostrophe D.
And how hip of them.
Yes, they are based outside of L.A., and they are super hip. And I made at home, I did not bring you this, a chicken tikka masala with basmati rice, raita, and a naan bread. I didn't make the bread, but I made everything else. And I got to tell you, it was stupendous. And the spices alone were worth the price of the meal.
Now, Kathy, I have to say, when I've used these before, one of the concerns that I've had is all the packaging. With everything, it's like an environmental disaster.
It is an environmental disaster. One or two of the companies is now using all recycled packaging except for the container in the box, so the insulated fixture, and then also the ice packs, obviously. I think if these companies are going to keep going, they're going to have to figure out how to simplify the packaging. This was one of my biggest issues with them.
Well, and what about the cost of these?
Yeah, I was also really surprised about that. average is $10 for a meal for two, and there's almost always leftovers. That's not an extraordinary amount of money. It went as low as $7, and the quality was not as good for some of those. And then there's a company called Purple Carrot. Mark Bittman started it. He's now gone. They're doing vegan meals. Those are much more expensive and very specialized. I decided to focus on meals that were more mainstream. But you can also look for just gluten-free recipes or vegetarian recipes or dairy-free recipes. They're very uber aware of people's dietary concerns.
Kathy Gunst, our resident chef, and we'll link you to more information about these companies that send you meal kits in the mail, and you can make the food yourself. Kathy, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.